Hi there, you lovely marshmallow, you. Glad you took the time for us to just sit down and chat about something near and dear to me. If you've known me for a while, you know that I love music to an almost ridiculous extent. I can't go a day without listening to at least 25 songs. Oh, how I wish I were exaggerating. But there are certain pieces of music or artists that hold a special place in my heart. I'm sure you have yours too. I want to talk to you about a song that not only introduced me to a band that became a huge part of who I am, but a song that holds so much more meaning in my life than just being one of my favorite songs of all time. I'm talking about the George Harrison penned Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles' 1969 Abbey Road album, which, funnily enough, is my favorite album of all time. Before I talk about how much this song means to me, I'd like to tell you the story of how this song came to be. I'll be reading to you the origins of how it was written from the book The Beatles Lyrics by Hunter Davies. Here Comes the Sun. Another minimalistic lyric, as if they were running out of words, had used them all up, or were getting tired, or perhaps not helping each other to correct and improve as they had done in the past. Most of the songs on Abbey Road were completed and arranged by the original begetter, which was not the way they'd worked in the past. In this instance, George's inspiration only ran to 10 or so lines with a lot of repeating, but it is still a very cheerful, hopeful, excellent song. George had decided to sag off, i.e. play truant, from yet another Apple Roundtable board meeting about their finances and organization. He was fed up with signing endless forms which they didn't really understand, and went off to Eric Clapton's garden. While walking around, communing with nature, he realized spring was coming. The awful winter of discontent at Apple could not possibly go on forever. So from an acoustic guitar he had borrowed from Clapton, he wrote this song. One of George's best, which just seems to have come to him out of plain air. John was not involved in the recording and missed bits of a few other Abbey Road sessions, as he had been injured in a car crash in Scotland with Yoko. The others just bashed on without him, something they never would have done 7 years earlier. When John was eventually recovering, he and Yoko had a double bed from Harrods set up in the studio at Abbey Road. Yoko arranged for a microphone to be suspended over her head so she could offer her comments, which did not exactly thrill Paul. In the manuscript, despite the limited number of words, George couldn't be bothered to write them all out, so he used abbreviations like LD and HCTS. He has written the words on what appears to be a sheet of headed paper with some sort of Eastern image and verses. Oh, George, you lovely soul. No wonder this song turned out so beautifully in the end. I distinctly remember the first time I heard this song. At 4 years old, I was absolutely mesmerized. I was riding in the backseat of my dad's old Ford pickup truck, and he played his Beatles' favorite CD. When he saw the title on the display, he told me that this song was one of the greatest of all time. I don't know about you, but he was right. If it can impress someone at 4 years old and still impress them as a grown adult, I think that's a good sign. Not only did I absolutely adore the song, but I wanted to get to know the artists who sang it. Hearing that first riff unlocked a new world for me. Suddenly, I wanted to hear more from them. Lucky for me, my dad's CD was chock full of songs from their mopped up era to their more experimental stuff. If I could, I want to be able to listen to every Beatles song for the first time again. That was a long, long, long time ago. Yet, here I am, still listening to the Fab Four, still getting inspiration and happiness from their music. And it's all thanks to a little guitar riff. Here Comes the Sun is more than just a song to me. It's something that has gotten me through my darkest days without fail. It's what reminds me that no matter how long the cold, lonely winter may be, or how thick the ice and snow may be, the sun will always come to make you feel warm and at ease again. The way the opening riff just makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. The way the lyrics and George's vocals assure you that everything's going to be okay. The way the refrain of sun, 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 here it comes, makes you feel hopeful. And the way Ringo's drumming brings you out of that funk. At least, That's what has me going back to the song time and time again. That, and of course, the meaningful experiences I've had with that song. Speaking of which, that song also has a special place in my dear old dad's heart. One day, we just sat down together to listen to his personal Beatles playlist. Sure enough, guess what song popped up? In the middle of singing along to it, out of nowhere, he told me, "You know why I love this song so much? Because it always reminds me of you." At that moment, I began to tear up. I held his hand as the rest of the music played. I wish I could explain better how much that moment and those words meant to me. As different as me and my dad are in many ways, I'm glad that something as simple as a song can bring us closer together. The Beatles may be long gone as a band, but their music has stood the test of time. It has broken many barriers, including that of age. Who would have guessed that a 4-year-old me would be able to find so much joy in a song? Who would have guessed that that song still brings me that same joy as well as some much-needed reassurance as an adult? I know it may not seem like much, judging from how simple the lyrics and its sound may seem like at first, but allow me to be cliche and say that the simplest things really do bring the greatest joys. Everyone has a special song in their heart. Here Comes the Sun just happens to be mine. What about you? What's that one special song to you?